and welcome to today's episode of Daily Musings. Alicia here, and today I wanted to share from the blog my thoughts on the upcoming fall university semester, or, you know, college for you Americans. This is something that I'm going to be diving into in less than a week. I am 5 days away from the start and feeling a little underprepared, but I wanted to just share with you what's going to be on the agenda, what I'm excited about, maybe what I'm a little nervous about, and just to kind of share that aspect of my life with you. I'm preparing for another semester at university. This time I'll be dining on a buffet of philosophy classes, 3 in total, in contrast to my summer meal of 3 psychology classes. I don't know why I'm eating these classes. It looks to be a lot of reading, but I'm up for that. I love reading. Bring on those 6 books, existential philosophy class, and that's just one class. And a surprise twist, I'm also taking a Japanese class this fall. Originally, I had planned on taking French for practical reasons, because I do live in Canada after all, but my heart wasn't really in it. I ended up switching to something cooler and much less useful, Latin. My hype level for Latin was super high, especially in conjunction with all that philosophy. It just seemed very old school. Until I realized the timing of the class would make my life as a parent infinitely more complicated. So I sacrificed Latin, considered going back to French, but then I saw the Japanese class. The timing was perfect. I think that was the big thing about it. It fit into my schedule perfectly. It's in the evening, it's online. So anyway, why Japanese aside from that? Japanese is a language I casually started learning some years ago when I had a half Japanese roommate. I really enjoyed the logic of it. The early stages of learning Japanese were far more enjoyable than the early stages of French, and also Dutch, for the record. Both are fine, but I don't know, there's just something that feels a little bit more pleasantly like a puzzle. Plus, I used to be a manga-obsessed teen, and I went through a phase of blasting J-pop from my boombox on my home-burned CDs. As an adult, I've enjoyed the Japanese Netflix series Terrace House, which coincidentally my roommate helped to translate on Netflix. Wouldn't it be cool to read manga in original Japanese and watch Terrace House without subtitles? Now here we are. At this stage, I'm relearning hiragana, which is one of the Japanese alphabets, and reorienting to some basic conversational thing. Hajimemashite, ohayo. My partner is playing along. He's always game for language learning, and I know a few people I could attempt to speak with in the future, including my former roommate. So far, so fun. I think it's going to be just a little side note. I finally had a chance to look through the syllabus, and it is going to be really, really intense. So we'll see how that goes over the next few months. I'm also taking another psychology class, which, if it's like any of the others, will require a lot of memorization. I'm good with that, though. Bring on the multiple choice exams. Personality psychology is not as interesting to me as social psychology, which is such a cool field, because even the idea of personality seems sort of boring to me. Personality feels like a factor of the ego, and who really cares what my traits are? It's much more interesting how us humans, with our personalities, are blown by the winds of social influences like paper-thin leaves. But I don't want to discount the entire field of personality psychology. I fully expect to be surprised and enjoy it. There are some doubts about psychology being one of my majors. I'm planning a double major at this point. I do wobble on it. I'm less doubtful about getting an honors degree in philosophy and carrying that forward to a master's degree, because what better field to hone my mind? I'm also prepared to fully change this direction after the 3 philosophy classes this fall. Maybe it won't be as cool as I imagine it to be. It is reasonable to consider I might pivot to, say, history instead. The one history I took this summer required an intense, even for me, amount of reading, but it was aligned with my interests, namely reading and researching. I love reading and researching. The reason psychology is coming ahead of history at this point does have a little to do with the sunk cost fallacy. I have, after all, taken 5 psychology classes and only 1 history class. To make up for that gap, I would need to do what would be nearly another semester. Plus, psychology is fun. I love reading about the mind. So if philosophy is there to improve me, hone my mind, psychology can be there for sheer enjoyment. Not that psychology doesn't improve me, and it's not that philosophy isn't fun. I think both are true. But the primary reason doesn't need to be improvement for both majors. Another reason I might be keen to continue psychology is that so far I've been This might sound like a really lame reason, but I've been pretty good at it. I've landed marks in the 90s and high 90s for all five classes. Contrast that with history or English with a more significant written component where I ended up with marks in the 80s. It might entirely be an ego thing. I enjoy the tests and getting high marks. It's something worth considering. And it is also worth considering that that's kind of a lame reason to do something. And there can be significant value in taking a challenging class that I'm almost certainly not going to do that good at. It's not all about the grades. In this 2-week gap, now actually at the time of this speaking, it's 5 days between the end of summer classes and the beginning of the fall term, I find myself looking forward in eager anticipation. I am deeply enjoying the ride. Just some post thoughts on that. I was reflecting on this the other day, and university is the thing that I'm enjoying the most, I think, of all the things that I'm doing right now, and I have a lot of things on the go, because it's, probably like the least immediately practical. Not only is it costing a lot of my time, it's costing a lot of money too. So it does have the potential for some long-term gains. That's not really why I'm doing it. I guess maybe that's part of it. Again, the ultimate goal of becoming better at reading and researching and writing, something that I intend to throw my energies more into in the next couple decades. And it is a nice way to slowly start, I don't want to say transitioning away from piano stuff, but teaching piano has defined nearly 2 decades of my life. I haven't been teaching for quite 2 decades yet, but I've certainly, you know, piano's been a big part of my life for even longer than that now. And it's not that I don't get enjoyment out of teaching and helping people, and I do intend to do that for the foreseeable future, but I'm almost certainly going to be shifting. I don't think I would ever be satisfied doing the same thing forever in exactly the same way. So things do need to shuffle around the board a little bit for me in the future. And this has just been a really enjoyable ride thus far. So one step at a time, one little baby step, one little giant semester at a time. That's all for me today. Have a great weekend, everyone.